This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. In the few days we've had to adjust to the new post-fiscal cliff economy, many of us are thinking about how we'll make do with less. These days, even millionaires can feel uncertain of their financial future. So how do feelings of deprivation affect consumer behavior? A new study from New York University says that groups of consumers who feel the most deprived are also those most swayed by their emotions. Marketplace's Sally Herships has more.
To see one of the newest findings in marketing psychology in action, we need to take a look at two scarce items at very different locations. First, a pair of sneakers at a hip-hop concert in New York City.
What are you wearing tonight?
I have on some XO Fits by Reebok, custom-made.
Yeah.
I love Reebok, and I think they love me too, but, you know.
Second, a vintage watch worth $40,000 at an office in Secaucus, New Jersey.
You know, I know that when I walk into a room, I work with plenty of wealthy people, they're not going to have these.
Both speakers you just heard, Ian Callender at the hip-hop concert and Aaron Cohen, the business consultant, are talking about how having items that are scarce makes them feel better about themselves. Callender says he has 300 pairs of sneakers. At first, he told me his special footwear wasn't really a material thing, but then I asked him how he felt when he put on a pair.
Well, I'm practically like everybody else, but when I wear my sneakers, I'm in that 1 percentile.
See, that's what I'm talking about! But you do, it does make you feel better!
Then there's Aaron Cohen's reaction to wearing his Patek Philippe perpetual calendar watch. Cohen says when he wears it to meetings, his sleeves are rolled up. I asked him to demonstrate.
Putting on his watch. All right, now how do you feel now that you're wearing your watch?
A bit silly, but no, I feel great, right? I mean, I'm wearing a white shirt, but what else sticks me apart? I mean, this is part of what makes me who I am.
Back in 2008, at the height of the financial crisis, NYU Stern School of Business professor Adam Alter wondered how consumers were responding to deprivation. He found out that when we feel deprived, we're more likely to prefer items that are scarce. But they have to be truly scarce. Even long lines for the latest iPhone won't create the effect.
So if it's not available because others already have it, the effect doesn't hold.
But when the scarcity effect does kick in, it hits rich and poor alike.
We're always looking to other people who are similar to us to work out what our standing is. Finances, what you earn, how much you have, these aren't objective measures. They're very difficult things to quantify. And so people look around and try to work out how well off they are.
Imagine you're rich, strolling down the street and feeling good. Then it's time for lunch at the yacht club. Now you're sitting next to another Richie Rich, and the gym on his yacht has a new sauna and a waterfall. All of a sudden, you don't feel so good.
Must be very painful.
Yeah, it sounds horrific, doesn't it?
Alter says this is the moment when consumers are vulnerable to buying scarce items. And the people who are most affected are the poor. For them, the feeling of deprivation tends to be chronic. As consumers, they're looking for pick-me-ups, and so they're more often drawn to scarce items, not always practical. But Alter says scarcity could be used as a tool for good. Take obesity. It disproportionately affects the poor. Marketers could use scarcity as a tool to promote healthy eating.
You mean like presenting a shortage of Brussels sprouts?
Presenting a shortage of Brussels sprouts, that's exactly the soundbite we'd be looking for.
Unfortunately, it's not that simple. That's according to Tim Calkins. He teaches marketing at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management.
Well, you know, for a product to work on scarcity, it has to be something that people want. You know, certainly my kids, I think, if they heard there was a shortage of spinach, they might be delighted by that news.
Right. That's not what marketers want. Before scarcity can work to market a product, Calkin says it already needs to be a strong brand.
You know, so if you said, for example, there weren't many Yugos out there, and now there aren't, but that's not a motivating factor because, like, shoot, I don't want one of those anyway.
Next, there can't be too many substitutes, which brings us back to the coolness factor of sneakers. Everybody wears shoes, but only the 1%, like Ian Callender, can rock a custom pair of Reebok's XL Fits. In New York, and about to make myself scarce, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.